Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Jewel Pilgrim, MD. Join Dr. Jewel here each Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.net.
Greetings and welcome. You have just tuned into the Dr. Jewel Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and this show is being brought to you by the Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the sciences of life and living on the Jewel Network. So welcome, and today I hope that everything has been going well in your life. I envision that for you, and I'd like to discuss something that I've really been talking about over and over again, but I don't know if many of you knew that it really had a precise name. And what I talk about a lot on the show is your ability to navigate your body, navigate your life. And the word cyber, which means to steer, okay, or to navigate, to pilot, is the terminology now that's coming back. It used to be used in the 70s, but now it's coming back full-fledged, known as cybernetics. And that's the capacity of you to learn how to navigate your body, your mind, and obviously the spirit or the life force that you are. So let's talk a little bit more about that. I came across a very old book of mine. This book is entitled Psycho-Cybernetics. And it was written very, very long time ago, very insightful plastic surgeon. His name was Dr. Maxwell Mao. And he recognized that his job was to help people redefine and to either generate or recreate a self-image. But he understood that he couldn't surgically give you an image mentally, but based on what you thought your image would look like in your mind, if that's not how your body presented itself, then he was willing to help you. But he had a huge component to his plastic surgery practice, and that was teaching you how to literally steer or navigate your mind so that what you decided you wanted to look like, you could literally see that individual. So he's very insightful. He's not like many of these plastic surgeons who are constantly carving and recreating a body, knowing full well that you in no way could live out the life of the body that you wanted to exhibit. So therefore, if you ask him to give you a particular look physically, he also helped you to be able to literally wear that psychologically. And he had some very profound concepts and ideas, which we're going to discuss a little bit today. Also, too, I do want you to call me if you have any more questions or any more comments, and we're going to take calls about the last 20 minutes of the show. So, as usual, we're back, visual, auditory, kinesthetic, so make sure you're using the universal solvent water to hydrate the brain so that you can definitely absorb and process what we're sharing with you today, a pad and pencil, please, because that way you are seeing and obviously you're listening to me. And using those main modalities to take in information, you will be astounded of how much of this information you will remember long term. So, pad, pencil, water, or your favorite beverage. I'll be right back, and let's talk more about psychocybernetics. How do you navigate your brain and mind to have a quality of life that you'd like? We'll be right back after this message.
Do you love what you hear on TJN? Visit thejewelnetwork.net and sign up for our new memberships. For full access to our show archives in their entirety and more, visit www.thejewelnetwork.net for science at its finest. Thanks for listening.